Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fresco Thompson. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Miller. Batting third. The left fielder, Lefty O'Toole. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Thavenot. Batting eighth. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Koupil. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Lou Koupil. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. And now, play ball. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. Davis drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws English out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kline. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heathcote moves to third. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards first. Hurst reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. O'Toole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cowpel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Cowpel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowpel hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a pop-up towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heathcott hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Malone, and towards Hornsby, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a pop-up beyond second. Hornsby can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitney moves to second. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive towards third. Whitney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Luke Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Kuiper moves to third. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Toole hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Claude Willoughby now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Stevenson scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kline strikes out. 1 out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Whitney reaches second base with a double. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Malone. Whitney moves to third. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitney scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thevenau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malone takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kline. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Malone moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malone scores. Heathcote moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Hornsby moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Thompson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Claude Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Toole. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Toole. Taylor reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malone hits a line drive towards short. The Venow catches it and throws to second to double up Taylor. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Toole moves to second. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitney strikes out. There goes O'Toole. The throw from Taylor and O'Toole is out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.